It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Yes, okay, hallelujah.
Brethren, Enyara, one day a man so pleased God.
Ni ojo kan eni kan wo Olorun to be ge.
The God swore. God said, by myself, I have sworn. And not only will I bless you, he said, I will multiply your seed.
And you saw, I saw ready before.
This man
okunri
offered God an offering
ofiore fun Olorun
that was very precious in the sight of God.
Eyi ti o se yebiye loju Olorun.
Tonight I want us to begin
ni asale mo fe ki a bere
by offering God a sacrifice of praise
ni pa fifi ore iyin fun Olorun.
I want you to go ahead and praise him to the extent that he will swear that he will multiply you. Go ahead, praise the Almighty God. Praise him. Offer him a sacrifice of praise. Magnify his holy name. Tell him you love him. Tell him you appreciate him. Magnify his holy name. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the I am that I am. Praise the Ancient of Days. Offer him a sacrifice of praise. Magnify his holy name today. Say, Lord, I want to thank you. Almighty God, I want to glorify your holy name. King of kings, Lord of lords, the I am that I am. I want to praise your holy name. Oh, I want to magnify your holy name. Blessed, blessed, blessed be your holy name. Ramoko shiki rendra mahike kiro moko rondra mahika shanta. Rendra moko rondra moko ronde kiri moko shiki render mahaka shanta. Nima ko rondra mahike kiro moko shiki tiri moko tonga. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
Amen.
Brethren, the elders say, When a child is grateful for what is done yesterday, he will get more. The incomparable God visited us in an incomparable way. He saved souls. He healed the sick. He set the captives free. He gave us joy. He gave us victory. He gave us blessing. He gave us miracles. He gave us testimonies. Let's go ahead and thank him. So, Father, we want to thank you. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for provision. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for signs and wonders. Thank you for joy. Go ahead, bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. Please open your mouth and thank him.
So
Father, we are grateful for what you did during the convention. We are grateful, Lord. Oh, Father, we want to say thank you for every blessing, for salvation, for healings, for deliverance, for miracles, for joy, for testimonies, for security, for provision, Lord, for abundance. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Remoko sheke rendra mahite ke remoko rendra mahite shanta. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for putting an end to my pain. Thank you for putting an end to my ache. Thank you for being so good, for being so kind, for being so wonderful. What a great God you are. What a great God. What a mighty God. Remo ko sheke rema hike rum remo ko tunde. Moi sheke rema. Mung ko runde remo ko runde rema hike ashenta. Oh, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Remo ko runde remo ko shenta. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni adupe.
Now I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Mo fe ki egbe oyin soke si Olorun Olodumare.
And say, Father,
pe baba.
When you noticed Hannah,
nigba ti e fiyesi Hannah,
the tide turned for her.
Iji aye re si yipada.
Please notice me tonight.
Baba, e fiyesi mi lale yi. Baba fiyesi mi lale yi.
Notice me tonight.
Baba fiyesi mi.
Almighty God, notice me tonight.
Olorun Olodumare e kiyesi mi.
There might be a crowd here, oh Lord.
Ogoro eniyan le wa ni Oluwa.
Please notice me tonight.
E kiyesi mi lakose.
Notice me tonight.
E kiyesi mi.
Notice me tonight.
Baba fiyesi mi.
Almighty God, notice me tonight.
Baba Olorun Olodumare e fiyesi mi lale yi.
Notice me tonight.
E fiyesi mi.
Hallelujah. Iromoko chunda ramaka shanta. Mamporonda ramaku ronde remoko shinda. Hallelujah. Iromoko ronde remoko ronde ramaka shanta. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord.
remember me,
remember me, O Lord, remember me, O Lord, remember me, O Lord,
your voice to the Almighty God.
Say,
Father, when you remember Rachel, her womb was opened. Remember me tonight, O Lord. Remember me tonight. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me. I'm here, oh Lord, remember me.
Oh, ni ilale yoluwa, ranti mi.
Remember me, remember me, remember me, oh Lord.
Ranti mi, yoluwa.
Almighty God, remember me tonight.
Remember me, oh Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me tonight. Remember me for good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agba adura.
And you lift your voice to him and say, Father,
the
day you visited Abraham,
ojo ti ebe Abraham wo,
and then came to barrenness in his home,
opin de ba iyagan ninu aye re,
visit me tonight.
Oluwa be mi wo lale yi.
Visit me.
Bemiwo.
Visit me.
Bemiwo.
Visit me, O Lord.
Bemiwo, you are.
Almighty God.
Olorun Olodumare.
Visit me tonight.
Bemiwo lale yi.
Visit me, Almighty God.
Bemiwo, Olorun Olodumare.
Visit me. Visit me.
Bemiwo. Oluwa, Bemiwo.
King of glory, visit me tonight.
Oba Ogo, Bemiwo lale yi.
Unchangeable Lord, visit me tonight.
Olorun ti ko yi pada, Bemiwo lale yi.
Visit me tonight.
Bemiwo.
Visit me. Pay me a personal visit tonight. Personal visit. Almighty God, pay me a personal visit tonight. Oh Lord, pay me a personal visit tonight. That an end may come to barrenness forever in my home, in my generation, in your church. Visit me tonight. Almighty God, visit me. Pay me a personal visit tonight. I'm ready for your visitation, O Lord. Pay me a visit tonight. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Pay me a visit tonight. Pay me a visit tonight. Pay me a personal visit tonight. Almighty God, pay me a visit tonight. Unchangeable changer, pay me a visit tonight. Pay me a visit tonight. Shin Damakurundrama Kashin. Visit me tonight, Lord. Pay me a personal visit tonight. I'm ready for divine visitation tonight, Lord. Pay me a visit. Pay me a personal visit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agba adura.
Brethren,
enyara,
when the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary,
nigbati emi mimo sijibo Maria,
The impossible became possible.
Ohun ti o se se o di si se.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Egbe oyin soke si Olorun Olodumare.
I say, Father,
say, Baba,
let your Holy Ghost overshadow me tonight.
Eje ki emi mimo yin o sijibo mi lale yi.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
E tesiwaju e ba Olorun soro.
Let your Holy Ghost overshadow me tonight.
Ki emi mimo yin o sijibo mi lale yi.
Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agba adura.
Brethren,
eyin ara,
when the time for Sarah came,
nigbati akoko Sarah to,
the irreversible was reversed.
Ohun ti o se yi pada, a yi pada.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Egbe oyin soke si Olorun Olodumare.
I say, Father,
pe Baba,
let tonight be my night.
Je ki ale yi o je ale temi.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty.
E tesiwaju e ba Olorun soro.
Let tonight be my night, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Glory be to your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agba adura.
Brethren,
eyin ara,
there are some families that have been cursed.
Awon mole idile miran wa ti ati figegun.
Cursed with barrenness.
Ti ati figegun nipa ti iyagan.
Cursed with fruitless efforts.
Ti ati figegun nipa ti ase ikojo.
Cursed with poverty.
Ti ati figegun nipa ti oshi.
Cursed with failure.
Ati ijakule.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Pe resoke si Olorun Olodumare.
Father,
Baba,
any cause of barrenness in my family,
gbogbo egungun iyagan ninu idile mi,
destroy tonight.
Baba, empty open dey ba won.
Talk to the Almighty God.
E ba Olorun soro.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Eramoko sheke eramoko tanda. Eramoko rundra mahikeke eramoko shana. Eramoko sheke eramakatanda. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agba adura.
When God spoke to man for the first time,
nigbati Olorun ba eniyan soro fun igba akoko,
he said, be fruitful,
oni e ma bi si,
and multiply,
ki e ma re si.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Gbe o re soke si Olorun Olodumare.
Beginning from tonight, O Lord,
lati asale yi lo Oluwa,
let me be fruitful,
je ki ma bi si,
let me multiply,
je ki ma re si.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun soro.
Beginning from now,
lati akoko yi lo,
let me be fruitful,
je ki ma bi si,
let me multiply,
ki ma re si.
In every area of life,
gbogbo ona aye mi,
let me multiply,
je ma bi pupo.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agba adura.
Brethren,
eyin ara,
Nigeria needs our prayers.
Orilede Nigeria nilo adura wa.
We can only continue to gather like this if there is peace and security.
Ayafi ti alaafia ti idaabobo ba wa la fi le ma pejo po bayi.
Today marks the first day of our all year round prayer for Nigeria.
Eni ni ojo kini eto wa wi pe ki a ma gbadura fun orilede Nigeria ni agbayi ko odun.
Those who are praying 24 hours today are already praying.
Àwọn tí wọ́n gbàdúrà lónìí fún odidi wákàtí mẹ́rìnlélógún wọ́n ti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
It will be like that every day for the next 1 year.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni yóò sì máa rí lójoojúmọ́ títí ọdún kan yóò fi pé.
Want you now to lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Mo fẹ́ kí o gbé orẹ sókè sí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè nísìnyí.
I say, Father.
Ní Bàbá.
We commit Nigeria into your hands.
A fi orílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà lé ọ lọ́wọ́.
Take care, O Lord, take care.
Ẹ gba ìṣàkóso.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
We commit Nigeria into your hands, O Lord.
A fi Nàìjíríà lé ọ lọ́wọ́, Olúwa.
Please take care.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ gba ìṣàkóso.
We have no other country to run to.
A ò níbò míì láti lọ.
This is our country, Lord.
Ti wá nílẹ̀ yìí, Olúwa.
Take care, O Lord, take care.
Bá ẹ gba ìṣàkóso.
Take care, Almighty God.
Olódùmarè ẹ gba ìṣàkóso.
Take care, Lord, take care.
Bàbá ẹ gba ìṣàkóso, Olúwa ẹ gba ìṣàkóso.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a gba àdúrà.
Now go ahead, talk to God on your own.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ ní apá tirẹ̀.
Ask him to do something special for you tonight.
Sọ fún un pé kí ó ṣe ohun àkànṣe nínú ayé rẹ̀ lálẹ́ yìí.
Tell him what you want.
Sọ fún ohun tó fẹ́.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a gba àdúrà.
Let's go before the miracle working God.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a wúlẹ̀ níwájú Ọlọ́run oníṣẹ́ ìyanu.
And worship him one more time.
Kí a sì jùpà, kí a jọ́sìn fún lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Angels are singing.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, O Lord.
And we are singing, Jesus.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's just go ahead and worship him one more time. Worship the King of Kings, worship the Lord of Lords, worship the Ancient of Days, magnify His holy name. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, O Lord. Father, we bless your holy name. King of kings, Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the ancient of days, the
Alpha,
the Omega, the beginning,
Ibere,
the ending,
Queen,
the Almighty God. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. You are the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Almighty. You are the Rock of Ages. You are the Brighter Morning Star. You are the I Am That I Am. You are the unchangeable Lord. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the way, you are the truth, you are the light. Glory, 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 glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did last month. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for victory. Thank you for journey mercies. Thank you for protection. Thank you for joy. Thank you for provision. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for signs and wonders. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, remember us. Visit us. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow us. Reverse the irreversible. Let there be miracles tonight. Let there be signs and wonders tonight. Put an end to barrenness in our lives. Destroy every curse in our families. Let our joy be full. Father, take care of Nigeria. Let it be well with Nigeria. You are the God who have been our help in ages past. You are our hope for the years to come. We commit our future into your hands. Father, let it be well.
Baba,
let it be well. Let it be well. Almighty God, let it be well. Even tonight, let it be well. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Eki hallelujah.
Tonight we want to talk on banishing barrenness.
Ni asale yi a fe soro lori mimu iyagan dopin.
Matthew chapter 13.
Iwe Matthew ori ketala.
We are reading from verse 3.
Abere si ka lati ese keta.
Tonight.
Ti ese keson.
Matthew 13.
Matthew ori ketala.
From verse 3 to 9.
Ese keta de keson.
And he speak many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. When we talk about barrenness actually means fruitless effort.
Iyagan tumo si ka sise sise ko ma le ere.
So there could be barrenness financially.
Iyagan nipa ti isuona le wa.
In Haggai chapter 1,
ninu we Haggai ori kini,
verse 5 to 6.
I say he can't see Kefa.
Agai 1:5-6.
Iwe Agai orikini. I say can't see Kefa.
God said,
Olorun wi pe,
consider your ways.
Ekiyesi ona yin.
But some of you are earning wages into bags with holes.
Opo ninu yin gba owo ya sinu apo ti o ti ni hole.
In other words,
eyi tumo si pe,
one fellow is walking like an elephant and eating like an ant. That's financial barrenness. I don't know the English word for it, but the Yorubas call it agbana.
Agbana.
The
ant.
And there's nothing to show for all the earnings. The elder say, all the years that the crab has been producing oil, he didn't fill a pot. That's barrenness financially. Some people have been working now, any salary for 30 years. When you see them, you will think they have never worked. Financially, they are barren. In the name that's above every other name, an end will come to barrenness tonight.
Amen.
And then there is mental barrenness. Isaiah chapter 6,
verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 6 verses 8 and 9.
Bible says, go and tell these people, See, you will see, but you won't perceive.
Here you will
hear, but you won't understand.
There
are students. They are there attending every class. They write down every note. They read. But when it is examination time, they don't remember anything. Mental barrenness. In that name that's above every other name,
ni oruko ti oju gbogbo oruko lo,
mental barrenness went tonight in Jesus.
Iyagan nipa ti opolo yo dopin lale yin ni oruko Jesu.
And then of course there is biological barrenness.
Iyagan nipa ti ara si nbe bakan na.
In Genesis 15 verses 1 and 2.
Ninu iwe Genesis orike 15 ese kini ati keji.
Genesis 15 verses 1 and 2.
Genesis orike 15 ese kini ati keji.
Abraham said, God, what are you going to give me seeing that I go childless?
Ni Abraham so fun Oluwa pe Olorun ki lo fe fun mi nigba to ri pe mo se ayagan mo tin ku lo.
No biological child.
Ko si omo to ti ara mi jade.
That's biological barrenness.
Eleyi ni iyagan nipa ti ara.
All of you are here tonight.
Gbogbo eyin ti e wa ni ilale yi.
That have been called biologically barren.
Ti a ti pe ni agan nipa ti ara.
Next year convention.
Ni ajodun odun to nbo.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ni oruko nla Jesu Kristi.
You will dance forward with your children.
Ajo wa waju pelu omo re lowo re.
Then of course there is ministerial barrenness.
Iyagan si nbe nipa ti ise iranse.
Pastor working like nobody's business.
Alufa to sise bi erin.
Preaching.
O waasu.
Going from house to house.
O lo lati ojule de ojule.
Doing visitation.
O si nbe awon omo ijo wo.
Fasting,
onbawe,
praying,
onbadura,
doing everything you're supposed to do.
And yet
the church remains 10 people, 20 people.
Sugbon ijo re rita sore.
20 today, 15 tomorrow.
Ogun leni medogun lola.
God, what else can I do?
Olorun ki mo tun le se.
And there is somebody else nearby.
Any cousin belegbere.
Not praying as he's praying.
Ti o ti egbadura to.
Not preaching as he's preaching.
Mo wa su to.
And every day the church is growing.
Lojojumo ni ijo re kun akunya.
Today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Loni ni oruko la Jesu Christi.
Every form of ministerial barrenness.
Gbogbo iyagan nipa ti ise iranse.
End in Jesus name.
Yo dokun ni oruko Jesu.
What do we mean by children?
Kini oti anpe ni omo.
Because when we talk about children, some of us think straight away a baby that is born by me is my child.
Nigba ti a ba nso nipa ti awon omo, opo ninu wa lo ma ro pe omo ta ba ti nu wa bi nikan ni.
Actually, a child means something you bring forth.
Omo tumo si ohun ti o bi jade lati inu re wa.
I mean, like in Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
No, Genesis ori kerin ese kini.
Genesis 4 verse 1.
Genesis ori kerin ese kini.
Adam knew Eve, his wife.
Adam mo aya re.
And he brought forth Cain.
Won si bi Kaini.
That's the definition of a child.
Eyi tumo si itumo eyi ni itumo omo.
But when you get to 2 Kings chapter 2,
ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí a bá lọ sí àwọn ọba kejì, orí ìkejì,
verse 9 to 12,
ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án,
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 12,
àwọn ọba kejì, orí ìkejì, ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án, sí ìkejìlá.
When Elijah was being taken away,
nígbà tí a mú Elijah lọ,
what was it that Elisha said?
Kí ni ohun tí Elisha sọ?
My father,
bàbá mi,
my father,
bàbá mi.
Elijah never married.
Elijah ò níyàwó.
So how come Elisha is saying my father?
Báwo ló ti jẹ́ tí Elisha wá fi ń pè ní bàbá rẹ̀?
Because Elisha was the product of Elijah.
Nítorí tí Elisha jẹ́ ọmọ inú Elijah nípa ti iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
Spiritual child.
Ọmọ nínú ẹ̀mí.
What we call a child?
Ki la npe ni omo?
A child is something you brought forth.
Ohun ti o bi jade lati inu re.
An organization?
Boya nipa ti ise ile ise ni.
An idea?
Tabi nipa ti imo tabi ero kan.
Something that came through you.
Ohun kan ti Olorun mu jade nipase re wa.
Years ago there was a football club.
Ni odun bi melo seyin awon agbe agbabolu kan be
that they call is it Adebajo babes or something?
Ti an pe won ni omo Adebajo.
That's the it's a football club.
Egbe awon emo egbe agbabolu ni won.
None of them came biologically through is it Adebajo? I think so. Adebajo. Yeah. Or whatever. But
ko si ita bi ninu won lati owo Adebajo.
But they were called his babes. In James chapter 1, verse 13 to 15, James 1, 13 to 15, the Bible says, loss brings forth sin. And when sin is old, it will bring forth death. So what is the baby of lust? Sin. And what is the baby of sin? Death. So death is the grandchild of lust.
Ifekufe.
There are some people here tonight who have brilliant ideas that could turn them to billionaires. Is there in their brain? But it's never delivered. Every form of barrenness in all your lives, my father will crush tonight.
Amen. Baba mi yo lo lulu ni ale yi.
Now, why are children so important?
Ese ti awon omo fi niye lori to be.
Whether biological children, spiritual children, ideas or whatever.
Boya omo nipa ti ara, nipa ti emi, tabi nipa ti imo abi oye ni.
In Psalm 127,
ninu iwe orin Davidi, ori kerindini adoje,
verse 3 to 5,
ese iketa si karun.
Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5,
iwe orin Davidi, ori kerindini adoje, ese iketa si ikarun.
The Bible tells us,
Bibeli so fun wa,
about children,
nipa omo,
what God thinks about them.
Ni ohun ti Olorun kuro nipa omo.
He said, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord.
Kiyesi awon omo ni ini Oluwa.
And the fruit of the womb is his reward.
Omo inu si le ere re.
As arrows
be offer
are in the hands of a mighty man,
be offer ti ri ni owo alagbara,
so are children of the youth.
Be ni awon omo iwe.
Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them.
Ibukun ni fun okunrin na ti ako re kun fun won.
They shall not be ashamed,
oju ki yo ti won,
but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
Sugbon won o segun awon ota won ni enu ona.
Children
omo
are one heritage. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 17.
Iwe Rome ori kejo ese kerindinlogun si iketa dilogun.
Romans 8, 16 to 17.
Iwe Rome ori kejo ese kerindinlogun si iketa dilogun.
See, the Spirit is a beareth witness with our spirit.
Wipe emi funrara re nse jeri pelu emi wa.
That we are children of God.
Wipe omo Olorun ni awa se.
And if children,
ti a ba je omo,
then hears.
Aje ajogun.
Hears of God.
Ajogun Olorun.
Children are to inherit their parents.
Awon omo je ni ti o ye ko jogun aba awon obi won.
Children are to be there so that your labors will not be given to strangers.
Ni awon omo ni lati wa nbe ki a ma fi ogun re fun awon ajeji.
All those people who are here tonight, that the enemy think that all your labors will go to strangers.
I prophesy
to you in the name of the Lord, the enemies will be disappointed.
Amen. Oju yo ti awon ota re.
Number two, the Bible describes children as a reward.
Ekeji, Bibeli so ase akaiwe awon omo bi ere.
God uses children to reward those who are pleasing unto him.
Olorun lo awon omo lati fun awon ti o te Olorun ni ere.
In 2 Kings chapter 4,
ninu iwe awon ba keji ori kerin,
verse 8 to 17.
Ese kejo si iketadini ogun.
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17.
Iwe awon ba keji ori kerin ese kejo si iketadini ogun.
Tells you the story of the Shunammite woman.
O so fun wa nipa ti obirin ara Shunami.
Who decided to take care of a man of God.
Eni ti o pinu lati se itoju iranse Olorun.
She volunteered.
O pinu lati okan re wa.
I'm going to take care of this man of God.
Wipe ojise Olorun yi o ma toju re.
I will feed him.
Ma bo.
I will build a house for him.
Ma kole fun.
I will take care of him.
Ma toju re ni gbogbo ona.
And when God wanted to say thank you to her.
Nigba ti Olorun si fe dupe lowo re.
God gave her a son.
Olorun fun ni omokunrin.
Something that money cannot buy.
Ohun ti owo le ra.
Remember the story of a lady.
Mo ranti itan arabirin kan.
In America.
Ni ilu America.
She was over 40 years old.
O ti le ni ogoji odun.
And she wasn't married.
Ko si loko.
Highly qualified woman.
Eni ti o je pe o ye gidigidi ni.
And she was crying to God.
O si sokun si Olorun Olorun.
I'm about to reach menopause.
O ti fe ye risi mi bi gege bi ti obirin.
I want a child.
Mo fe omo.
My own child.
Omo ti temi.
How can I have a child when I have no husband?
Bawo mo se le bimo lai loko.
God help me.
Olorun ran mi lowo.
Then she had a brainwave.
Ori re wa dabi pe o yi o ronu lo.
And she went and bought a beautiful car.
O wa lo ra oko ayokele kan to da.
She heard that the Gio was coming.
O gbo pe that the Gio nbo.
And went to the pastor.
O wa so fun pastor.
Please.
E jowo o.
This brand new car is for the Gio.
Oko tutu yi baba wa ni Oluwa ni mo ra fun o.
So don't go and hire a car for him. This is his car.
E ma lo gba oko ayokele mi fun oko tun ma lo re.
I arrived, I didn't know anything. They showed me the car, they said it's for your use.
Won kan foko han mi won ni eleyi ka ma lo lo.
So we use the car.
Hello.
Until I return.
Titi mo fi n bo wale.
And the woman parked it in her garage.
Obirin yi wa lo fi oko na sinu iyara ile pe gbokosi re.
Not to be used by anybody.
Keni keni ma lo.
But every day.
Sugbon lojojumo.
She will go and sit where Gio was sitting.
A lo joko si aye bi ti baba wa ma joko si.
And began to cry to God.
A wa ma ke pe Olorun.
I want my child of my own.
Mo fe omo titara mi.
How you will arrange a husband, that's up to you.
Bo se ma seto oko fun mi o, iwo lo mo.
6 months later she was married.
Leyin osu mefa o di o lole oko.
9 months after marriage the baby came.
Leyin osu mesan to lele oko omo na de.
There are people here.
Opolopo eniyan ni be ni
who have been serving God wholeheartedly.
Ti won sin Olorun lokan tara.
And yet they are barren in one area of their lives.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí wọ́n yàgàn ní ọ̀nà kan tàbí òmíràn.
The great rewarder.
Ọlọ́run olùṣẹ̀san.
The one who has been paying attention to all your service.
Ẹni tí ó sì ti ń fiyè sí gbogbo àwọn iṣẹ́ ìsìn rẹ.
We reward you tonight in Jesus' name.
Yóò san lẹ́sàn ní alẹ́ yìí ní orúkọ Jésù.
There might be some of you here tonight.
A lè rí ọ̀pọ̀ nínú yín ní alẹ́ yìí.
That you don't even know where your future partner will come from.
Ti o ti e mo bi ti oko re o ti de tabi aya re.
And yet,
ṣugbọn
in God's own supernatural way.
Ni ona ara ti Olorun.
Very soon.
Laipe.
Not only will you be married.
Ki se pe o ti e ma loko tabi laya nikan.
You'll be dancing with your own babies.
Amen. Wa ma jo pelu omo ti e.
And it went further to say babies are like arrows.
O tun wa so fun wa wi pe àwọn ọmọ rí bí ọfà.
That means they are weapons.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ohun ìjà.
A weapon particularly in the hand of God.
Ohun ìjà ní pàápàá lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
God could use children as a punishment for those who despise him.
Ọlọ́run lè lo àwọn ọmọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun ìjà láti bá àwọn wọ̀nyí tí ó tembelureja.
In 2 Samuel chapter 6,
ninu iwe Samuel keji ori kefa,
verse 16 to 23.
Ese ikerindilogun si iketalelogun.
2 Samuel chapter 6,
iwe Samuel keji ori kefa,
verse 16 to 23.
Ese ikerindilogun si iketalelogun.
The Bible tells us,
bibeli so fun wa,
David was busy praising God.
Dafidi unyi Olorun onjo,
dancing with all his might.
O fi gbogbo agbara re jo.
And there was this woman called Micah.
Obirin yi sin be ti an pe ni Mika.
The wife of David.
Iyawo Dafidi funra re.
Looked from the window.
O wo lati oju ferese.
And saw David dancing.
O si ri bi Dafidi tin jo.
She didn't join in the dance.
Ko tile ba won jo.
She didn't join in praising God. She despised
David.
Look at you.
You
call yourself a king. And you are dancing like a commoner. And God heard. It's all right. Somebody like you should not be alive. And somebody like you should have nobody to continue in her generation.
Beni ko iru eni bi ti e ko ye ko leni ti yo ma te siwaju ninu iran re.
The Bible said Micah died without a child.
Bibeli wi pe Michael ku lai lomo.
Whatever you will do,
o won ni ti to wu ti wa se,
that will cause God to punish you with children,
ti o mu ki Olorun fi ya omo je o,
you will never do it in Jesus' name.
Amen. O ni se loruko Jesu.
If you have done it,
to ba ti se,
I call on the Almighty God tonight.
Mo pe Olorun alaye lale,
because you came,
nitori ko wa si,
may the Almighty God forgive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then the Bible went further to say that children are defenders of the gate.
We pe awon omo je eni ti ma nduro ni enu ona lati dabobo.
In other words,
ni ona miran,
children are meant to defend their parents.
Awon omo wa lati dabobo awon obi won.
When some people want to deal with parents, the children can rise up and say, hey, who do you think you are talking to?
Nigba ti awon kan ba fe fi egbe je awon obi, awon omo le dide lati gbeja awon ja.
In Genesis 31,
ninu iwe Genesis ori kokanlelogbon,
verse 1 to 2,
ese kini ati ikeji.
Genesis 31 verse 1 to 2,
Genesis ori kokanlelogbon ese kini ati ikeji.
It is the children of Laban,
awon omo Labani,
who rose up and said,
ni won dide wi pe,
ah, wait o,
egbo o,
this 419 man,
okunrin alarekereke yi,
is about to take away all the property of our father.
Won lo lati ko ogun baba wa lo re.
They rose up against Jacob.
Won dide lati koju ija si Jacob.
Otherwise Jacob would have ruined Laban.
Ti ba se be ni, iba so Labani di edun arin le.
I pray for all of you who are here tonight,
mo ti gbadura fun gbogbo yin tin be ni lale yi,
who are yet to have people who will defend you,
ti ko ni olugbeja.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
ni oruko nla Jesu Christi,
God will raise up good children for you in Jesus' name.
Olorun yo pe omo rere dide fun yin ni oruko Jesu.
And then the passage we read,
yes, e bibeli ti aka yi.
Thank you Father.
Baba Sheun.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe nikan be ni lale yi.
He said your days of diminishing returns are over.
Olorun so wi pe awon ojo didinku re o ti dopin.
The Lord said,
Olorun wi pe,
it's good to have many children.
O dara ka ni omo pupo.
He said blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
In other
words, if you have many of them, it's wonderful.
That's not another
way of saying go and have 12 children of 15. I know there are people who would love to have. I have stayed in the house of somebody before, somewhere in Benin, and at that time, I think he had only 13.
mo ti de ba enikan lalejo ri ni ilu Benin nigba yen to je pe omo metala loni.
And he wasn't stopping yet. He was
still, ko si agara o ti da.
He was still on the way.
O ti n tete waju.
Quantity of children, very useful.
Awon omo pupo won ni ere ti won.
In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 28.
Ninu iwe owe orikerin laise kejidinlogbon.
Proverbs 14, verse 28.
Iwe owe orikerin laise kejidinlogbon.
The Bible says it is in the multitude of people that is the honor of a king.
Bibeli so wipe ninu opolopo eniyan ibe ni ola oba wa.
And it is in the lack of people that is the destruction of a prince. In other words, God says, you honor a man when you look behind him and you see all the people surrounding him.
Ni ona miran ewe Olorun so gege bi awon Yoruba ti man pa lowe pe eniyan ni aso mi.
The reason we respect bishops is not because they are 2-3 people, it's because of the congregation that they are bishop over.
Idi ti afi man bowo fun awon bishop ki se nitori pe eyan meji tabi meta bi ko se ogoro ti won toju won.
In Genesis 17 verse 5.
Ninu we Genesis oriketa dilogun ese karun.
Genesis 17 verse 5.
Genesis oriketa dilogun ese karun.
God promised Abraham that he will become the father of nations.
Olorun se ileri fun Abraham wi pe ohun yo di baba awon orile ede.
Somebody here tonight,
enikan be ni ile yi,
before you leave this world,
ki o to kuro laye yi,
when you look at your children,
ti o ba wu awon omo re,
and your children
ati awon omo omo re,
biological and spiritual,
nipa ti ara ati nipa ti emi,
you will say, I am a father of nations.
Amen. Wa so ni to to wi pe mo je baba awon orile ede.
Quantity very useful. However, quality is preferable. There are a lot of quality children that came only one.
Apolopo omo to je olu omo wa ninu bibeli ti won wa ni eyo kokan.
Isaac was one.
Isaac je okan.
Just one Isaac.
Eyo kan soso ni Isaac.
Joseph was just a child.
Joseph, no, eyo kan ni.
But he became the prime minister of the world.
Sugbon o je olori orilede agbaye.
Samuel was one Samuel.
Bakan na okan bi ni Samuel je.
And you know what kind of son Samuel was.
Esi mo iru omo ti se.
David was just one David.
Dafidi bakan na eyo kan soso ni.
He became so great that years after he left, somebody still called him, called Jesus Christ, the son of David.
Oh, David di eni nla to be ge wi pe opolopo odun leyin to ti ku won si n pe Jesus ni omo David.
John the Baptist was just one.
Okan soso na ni John Onitebomi.
In fact, his parents never had another one. And yet Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11 verse 11,
ninu iwe Matthew 11 verse 11,
he said, of all men born of a woman,
ninu gbogbo awon emo eniyan ti ati inu obirin bi,
in the Old Testament,
ninu majemutu dilailai,
the greatest was John the Baptist.
E to gaju ni Johannu Onitebomi.
Just one.
Okan soso ni se.
And of course, there was only one Lord Jesus Christ.
Bakan na, okan soso ni Jesu Kristi Oluwa wa.
At whose name all knees must bow.
Ni oruko eni ti gbogbo orekun lati wole.
I pray for every family gathered here today.
Mo gbadura fun gbogbo molebi tin be ni ilale yi.
At least one quality child will be born in your family in Jesus name.
Bo ti wo ko kere mo olu omo a bi ninu idile yin.
Because one quality child can be multiplied.
Nitori pe a le so olu omo kan soso di pupo.
Nobody want to multiply riffraffs.
Ko si eni to fe so awon omo didirin di pupo.
There are some children that are headache to their parents.
Awon omo miran to wa to je pe efori ni won fun awon obi won.
There are some children that if the parents have their way, they would be dead.
Awon omo miran wa ti a n pe won ni akuku bi.
But there are children that are
joy to their parents.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn mìíràn bẹ tí wọ́n jẹ́ orísun ayọ̀ fún àwọn òbí wọn.
One Isaac.
Isaaki kan soso.
Was multiplied in Jacob and Esau.
A sọ di púpọ̀ nínú Jacob àti Esau.
Jacob had 12 sons.
Jacob sì ní ọmọ méjìlá.
And from the 12 sons,
láti ẹ̀dọ̀ ọmọ méjìlá yìí,
they increased to 70 souls.
A sì sọ wọ́n di àádọ́rin ọmọ.
That went to Egypt.
Tí wọ́n lọ sí ilẹ̀ Egypt.
And by the time they left Egypt,
nígbà tí wọ́n sì kúrò nílẹ̀ Egypt,
oh, they were hundreds of thousands.
Wọ́n lé ní ọ̀ọ́dúnrún ẹgbẹgbẹ̀rún.
There's somebody here tonight.
Ẹnìkan bẹ ní ìní alẹ́ yìí.
Out of that quality child.
Nínú olú ọmọ kan soso yìí.
That God will give you.
Tí Ọlọ́run yóò fún ọ.
Nations will come for.
Amen. Àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè yóò jáde.
Now, at this stage, I need to let you know.
Ní àkókò tí a dé yìí, o mo fẹ́ kí ó di mímọ̀ fún yín.
That God honors spiritual children above biological ones.
Ọlọ́run máa ń fi ọlá fún àwọn ọmọ nípa ti ẹ̀mí ju nípa ti ara lọ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Ẹ ṣeun, Olúwa.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Daddy says,
Daddy, we pray.
This month alone,
ni osu yi ni kan soso,
there be 7,000 conceptions. Thank you.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún méje ìlóyún ni yóò wà.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he said, others will follow.
Pé ọgọ́rọ̀ ni yóò sì tún tẹ̀lé.
Ah, thank you, my father.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Ògo ni fún Ọlọ́run.
Even if we go home now, I'm already satisfied.
Báyà tilẹ̀ ń lọlé nísinsìnyí, yóò tẹ́ mi lọ́rùn.
Let somebody help me shout hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Now, I was talking about spiritual children are superior to biological children as far as God is concerned.
Àwọn ọmọ tí a bí nípa ti ẹ̀mí, wọ́n níye lórí lójú Ọlọ́run ju àwọn ọmọ nípa ti ara lọ.
In Isaiah 54,
nínú ìwé Isaiah orí kẹrìnléní ọgọ́ta,
verse 1-3,
ẹsẹ̀ kínní dé ìkẹta,
Isaiah 54, verse 1-3,
Isaiah orí kẹrìnléní àádọ́ta, ẹsẹ̀ kínní dé ìkẹta.
The Bible says,
Bíbélì sọ wípé,
I think I better read it to you so that you know it is truly there in the Bible.
Ẹ jẹ́ ń kà fún yín, ó kẹ́ lè mọ̀ wípé ní tòótọ́ ní bẹ́nu Bíbélì.
Sing, O barren.
Kọrin ìwọ àgàn.
Thou that didst not bear.
Ìwọ tí kò bímọ rí.
Break forth into singing.
Bú sí orin.
And cry aloud.
Sì ké rara.
Thou that didst not travail with child.
Ìwọ tí kò rọbí rí.
For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord.
Nítorí àwọn ọmọ ẹni aláhoro pọ̀ ju àwọn ọmọ ẹni tí a gbé ní ìyàwó.
Enlarge the place of thy tent.
Sọ ibi àgọ́ rẹ di gbígbòòrò.
And let them search for the curtains.
Sì jẹ́ kí wọ́n sọ na aṣọ títa
ibùgbé rẹ jáde. Spare not.
Má ṣe dá sí.
Lending thy cords.
Sọ okùn rẹ di gígùn.
And strengthen thy stakes.
Kí o sì mú èèkàn rẹ le.
And thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left.
Amen. Nítorí ìwọ ò ya sí apá ọ̀tún àti sí apá òsì.
And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles.
Amen. Irú ọmọ rẹ yóò sì jogún àwọn kèfèrí.
And make the desolate cities to be inhabited.
Wọ́n ò sì mú kí àwọn ìlú ahoro wọn ní di ibi gbígbé.
Spiritual children.
Àwọn ọmọ nípa ti ẹ̀mí.
Far, far superior to biological.
Wọ́n níye lórí ju àwọn ọmọ nípa ti ara lọ.
When God said to Abraham.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run sọ fún Abraham.
You will be the father of nations.
Ìwọ yóò jẹ́ bàbá àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè.
There's only one nation that is biologically from that promise to Abraham.
Orílẹ̀-èdè kan ṣoṣo ni a bí nípa ti ara nínú Abrahamu.
And that's Israel.
Àwọn náà ni a ń pè ní ọmọ Ísíráélì.
But all all over the world today.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo àgbáyé lónìí.
Everywhere you see genuine Christians.
Gbogbo ibi tí a bá ti rí àwọn ọmọlẹ́yìn Kristi.
We have the seed of Abraham.
A jẹ́ irú ọmọ Abrahamu.
How many children of Abraham are here?
Irú ọmọ Abrahamu mélòó ní bẹ níyìí?
Ah, and the blessing of Abraham will be yours in Jesus' name.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ìbùkún Abrahamu yóò jẹ́ tìrẹ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Spiritual children.
Àwọn ọmọ nípa ti ẹ̀mí.
That's why those of you who are not winning souls, you don't know what you are missing.
Ni ìdí nìyí tí ẹ̀yin tí ẹ ò jèrè ọkàn, ẹ ò mọ ohun tí ẹ ń pàdánù.
I know one woman, she's here tonight.
Mo mọ obìnrin kan ń bẹ ní ìlàlẹ́ yìí.
She had no biological child.
Kò bí ọmọ nípa ti ara.
But she had many spiritual children.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọmọ nípa ti ẹ̀mí.
Two of her spiritual children are AGOs today.
Méjì nínú àwọn ọmọ tí wọ́n bí nípa ti ẹ̀mí, wọ́n jẹ́ igbákejì bàbá wa ní yìí lónìí.
If the Lord tarries.
Bí Olúwa bá fàbíbà rẹ̀ sẹ́yìn.
When that woman dies.
Bí ìyá yẹn bá kú.
Her burial will be far more glorious than those who have biological children and have no spiritual children.
Ìsìnkú ìyá náà yóò lógo ju àwọn tí wọ́n bímọ nípa ti ara ṣùgbọ́n tí wọn ò bímọ nípa ti ẹ̀mí lọ.
Therefore, let us take spiritual children seriously.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a mú àwọn ọmọ nípa ti ẹ̀mí lọ́kùnkúndùn.
And then God, in his first reference to children,
ní ọ̀nà àkọ́kọ́ tí Ọlọ́run fi sọ nípa ti ọmọ.
He called them seeds.
Ọlọ́run pè wọ́n ní èso.
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
Nínú ìwé Genesis orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dógún.
Thank you, Father.
Ẹ ṣe Olúwa.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé nìkan bẹ ní ìní alẹ́ yìí.
He said, I should tell you.
Wọ́n ní sọ fún ọ.
That he will help you all the way.
Òun ó ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ títí títí.
I say amen to that one
myself.
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
Nínú ìwé Genesis orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dógún.
When God was cursing the serpent.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run fi Satan ejò ni rè.
He said the seed of the woman will bruise. He said.
Ó sọ wípé irú ọmọ obìnrin yóò ti.
He was referring to the baby to be born as a seed.
Ọlọ́run tọ́ka sí ọmọ tí a ó bí gẹ́gẹ́ bí èso.
In Genesis chapter 12.
Nínú ìwé Genesis orí kejìlá.
Verse 1-3.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ìkẹta.
Genesis 12 verse 1-3.
Genesis orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹta.
God said to Abraham.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún Abrahamu.
And through thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
Wípé ní ipa èso rẹ ni a ó sì bùkún fún gbogbo orílẹ̀ èdè ayé.
In Genesis 22.
Nínú ìwé Genesis orí kejìlélógún.
Verse 15-18.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dógún sí ìkejìdínlógún.
Genesis 22.
Genesis orí kejìlélógún.
Verse 15-18.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dógún sí ìkejìdínlógún.
The Almighty God, when he said to Abraham, by myself have I sworn.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè fúnra rẹ̀ sọ wípé nípa ti ara mi ni èmi búra.
In blessing I will bless thee.
Ní bíbùkún èmi yóò bùkún fún ọ.
He said in multiply I will multiply thy seed.
Àti ní sísọdí púpọ̀ èmi yóò mú irú ọmọ rẹ máa bí sí.
So we see again and again God referring to children as seed.
Ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà ni a ń retí Ọlọ́run ń pe àwọn ọmọ ní èso.
And that's why we read the passage we read earlier on as our text.
Ìdí nìyí tí a fi ka ibi tí a kọ́kọ́ ka ni gẹ́gẹ́ bí àkọlé wa alẹ́ yìí.
About a sower who went to sow.
Nípa ti afúrúgbìn kan tí ó jáde lọ.
And we find that in that story we can locate certain causes of barrenness.
Nínú ìtàn yìí a sì rí àwọn ohun okùnfà ìyàgàn mìíràn.
And the cure.
Àti bí a ṣe lè mú òpin dé bá wọn.
In Matthew 13 verse 3-4.
Nínú ìwé Matthew orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹta àti ìkẹrin.
Matthew 13 verse 3-4.
Ìwé Matthew orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹta àti ìkẹrin.
He said the sower went to sow.
Ó wí pé afúrúgbìn kan jáde lọ láti fúrúgbìn.
And some of the seed fell by the wayside.
Díẹ̀ sì bọ́ sí ẹ̀bá ọ̀nà.
And the fowls of the air came and devoured the seed.
Àwọn ẹyẹ sì wá wọ́n sì sá jẹ.
They did not even allow the seed an opportunity to germinate.
Wọ́n tilẹ̀ fi ààyè fún èso náà láti sọ jáde.
What are the fowls of the air?
Kí ni àwọn ẹyẹ ojú ọ̀run yìí túmọ̀ sí?
Automatically, that stands for demonic activities.
Eleyi tumo si awon ise awon emi okunkun.
Devourers.
Awon ajenirun.
Witches, wizards.
Aje ati oso.
Or curses.
Tabi egun idile.
Financially, some people are barren.
Nipa ti isuwo na awon miran ya gan.
Because of demonic activities.
Nitori awon ise awon emi esu.
Some are financially barren because they are under a curse.
Awon miran tile ya gan nipa ti isuwo na nitori ti won be labe egun.
In Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 11.
Ninu iwe Malachi oriketa ese kejo si kokanla.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 11.
Malachi oriketa ese kejo si kokanla.
The Almighty God said those who are robbing him of tithes are under a curse.
Olorun so wi pe gbogbo awon ti won ko san idamewa won won wa labe egun.
And that if they repent,
sugbon ti won ba ri lonuku wada,
and they bring all the ties into his house,
he said
he will rebuke devourers in the mighty name of Jesus
Christ.
Every devourer that is devouring your finances, every devourer that is devouring the seed of your husband,
I rebuke
them tonight in Jesus' name.
I've
told you before, the story before of a friend of mine who is a chief and a lawyer,
and
was arguing with me about
tithes.
And being a lawyer, his argument was difficult for me to handle. So finally we said, well, let God show whether tithe is of God or not. And he had a bakery that was producing bread very profitably. And it was Christmas time. And all his bakers came to him one by one and they said, we resign. Why? Christmas period? When everybody will be coming home and bread will be selling like anything. He said, I will double your salary. They said, we are going. He said, whatever you want, you tell me, I will do it. They all said, we are going. So the bakery closed down. A very, very intelligent lawyer. Very successful. He went to court. First case, he lost it. Second case, he lost it. Third case, he lost it. Then he said, no. Something is happening here. I went to him and he said, look at what had happened since the last time you came. He said, I'm sorry, sir. We are the one who said God should decide. I can't argue with a lawyer, but there is somebody who is bigger than a lawyer. He said, all right, from now on, I will pay my tithe. The second day, bakers kept coming from every side. Any amount you want to pay us, we will work for you. He appealed the three cases. I won all three. Every devourer in your life shall be rebuked tonight in Jesus' name. At times, some people are biologically barren because they are under a curse.
nigba miran ewe awon miran ti yagan nipa ti ara nitori pe won be labe egun.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 15 to 18
iwe Deuteronomy orikeji dini ogbon
15 to 18
ese ka dogun ti keji din logun.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 15 to 18
Deuterronomy orikeji din logbon ese kerin din logun si ikerin ikeji din logun.
One of the curses for disobeying God
ikan ninu awon egun nipa ti eyan ba se agboran si Olorun
is barrenness.
Oh no, ni iyagan.
And once again,
obinrin kan be
who beat up her mother.
Ti o na iya re
in anger.
Ninu ibinu.
And the mother touched her two breasts.
Iya re wa fi owo kan omo re mejeji
and said, "Unless you didn't suck from this breast."
Pe a fi ti o ba mu ninu omo yi.
That's when you will have a child of your own.
Lo ma bimo.
And of course, she got married.
Osi loko,
and became barren.
Sugbon ko bimo.
Came for prayers.
O wa ka gbadura fun.
And I was about to pray.
O fe gbadura.
When all of a sudden,
nigba ti lojiji.
When God said,
nigba ti Olorun wi pe,
don't pray for her.
Ma gbadura fun.
She has a restitution to make.
O ni atunse lati se.
Ask her to go back to her mom.
Eje ko pada lo si odo mama re.
And ask for forgiveness.
Ko lo toro idariji.
So she went back to the mother.
O si pada lo ba iya re.
With a peace offering.
Pelu ore alafia.
Ask for forgiveness.
O si toro idariji.
And the mother touched her breast again.
Mama re si tun fowo kan omu re.
And said, "As you sucked from my breast, so will children suck from your breast." And the door opened. Today,
Loni,
every curse on any of you, I decree them broken in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So how do we avoid barrenness? We must avoid curses at all costs.
Anilati yago fun egun bi o ti wu ki ori.
In Mark 11,
ninu iwe Mark ori kokanla,
verse 12 to 20.
Ese kejila si ese ogun.
Mark 11, 12 to 20.
Mark ori kokanla ese kejila si ese ogun.
The fig tree that Jesus cursed. Dried up from the root.
Lati igbongbo lo ti gbe wa.
When Jesus said, "No man shall eat fruit of these from henceforth."
Nigba ti Jesus so wi pe ko si eni ti yo je ninu re.
The tree dried up from the root.
Lati igbongbo ni igi opoto na ti gbe wa.
But in Matthew 12.
Sugbon ninu iwe Matthew orikejila.
Verse 33.
Ese iketa le logbon.
Matthew 12 verse 33.
Matthew orikejila ese iketa le logbon.
The Bible says.
Bibeli wi pe.
Make a tree good,
so igidi rere,
and his fruit shall be good.
Esori asidi rere.
Every tree here tonight that is under a curse, I decree that the blessing of God will make you good in Jesus' name.
Mo pa lase pe ibukun Olorun yo so yin di rere ni oruko Jesu.
How do we avoid barrenness?
Bawo ni a se le yago fun iyagan?
Cooperate with God fully.
Ba Olorun so wopo.
Confess your sins. Forsake them. And you will obtain mercy. When you pay all your tithes, he will rebuild the borders for your sake. And then make your home a hotbed of prayer. Matthew 21 verse 13.
Iwe Matthew ori kokan le logun ese ketala.
Matthew 21 verse 13.
Matthew ori kokan le logun ese ketala.
Jesus said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer."
Jesus wi pe ati ko pe ile adura ni o ma pe ile mi.
Let your house be a house of prayer.
Je ki ile re na di ile adura.
In Matthew 17 verse 21.
Ninu iwe Matthew ori keta dilogun ese kokanlelogun.
Matthew 17 verse 21.
Matthew ori keta dilogun ese kokanlelogun.
The Lord said,
Bibeli wi pe
there are certain demons that we need prayer before you can deal with them.
Awon emi esu kan be ti anilu adura ki a to le doju ko won.
Let your house be so hot with prayer that no demon will be able to come in there.
Je ki ile re ki o gbona janjan bi ajere ni tun ninu adura ki as emi esu kankan ma fi le raye wo be.
I think I've told you the story before.
Mo ti so itan yi fun yin ri.
One of my former students,
okan ninu awon omo ti mo nko ni ilewe,
became a big man.
O di eni nla,
any big salary.
O si gba owo to po.
The wife was earning big salary.
Iyawo re na si se pelu owo gidi.
At the end of the month,
sugbon lopin osu,
they will sit down and say, what did we do with the money?
Won joko pe ki la fowo wa se.
What?
Kini?
They were earning big money and they were getting steadily into debt.
Won gba owo to po sugbon ojojumo ni won wo gbese.
So one day they decided,
ni ojo kan won wa pinu o,
that they are going to do 1 week of vigil.
Pe awon fi odidi ose kan gba ko se so oru,
fasting and praying,
pelu awe ati adura,
serious prayer,
pelu adura gidi,
every night,
ni gbogbo asale.
By the third night,
ni ale ojo keta,
the fire of the Holy Spirit came down.
Ina emi mimo sokale,
and there was this young boy,
omo kekere kan be,
who came from the home of the boy,
ti o wa lati idile oko.
Suddenly began to say, what's happening? This fire is too much now.
Oh, better in around a kilo shell. You know, it's important to care.
Why are you people praying like this?
You know, they think God will be late.
To cut a long story short,
life for a boom.
He confessed.
Oh, January Reka.
He said they sent him from home.
Only at the late night, you know what?
To take one of the caps of the man.
You can go move it around.
He took the cap home.
Oh, mufila na lo sabule.
And they made some charms.
What is say awon ogun kan?
That as a man was earning the money in Lagos,
baby o se npa wo leko.
It was appearing in the camp, in the cap at home.
Inu fila tin be labule lowo tin jade.
He was earning the money in Lagos.
O npa wo leko.
And it was all right.
Owo yo ninu fila labule.
All those devourers that are sitting down somewhere, devouring your money, devouring your resources, the fire of the Almighty God will consume.
Amen.
Like I told those of you who came to Holy Communion yesterday, I pity those of you who didn't come. When the Almighty God wants to interfere in the affairs of a man, when he wants to put an end to fruitless efforts, he will pull out all the enemies from their hidden places and then give them mass burial. All those who have been your taskmasters, causing you to walk like an elephant and eating like an ant, wherever they are hiding, God will pull them out and give them a mass burial. So some fell by the wayside.
I want to come boldly. See about now.
Birds from the air came and devoured them.
Benny, I'm where you join. Who I want to see one.
And then some fell on stony grounds.
I want to see what ball. See le. Tony Okuta.
They germinated for a while.
One soldier day. Put it back on.
But they died very quickly.
Shubwa one ku logan.
Stony ground.
Ile akpata.
And you begin to hear of block tubes.
Nigba ti o ba ngbo ile omo to di
miscarriage
tabi oyun to wale
ese tira
ati be lo
You know, they were referring to seeds sown on stony ground.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí túmọ̀ sí àwọn èso tí ó bọ́ sí ilẹ̀ tí ó jẹ́ àpáta.
How can anything planted on stony grounds ever produce fruit?
Báwo ni ohun tó bá bọ́ sórí àpáta ṣe lè mú èso jáde wá?
Financially,
nípa ti ìṣúwọ́ná.
If you are sowing on stony ground,
tí o bá ń fúrúgbìn sórí ilẹ̀ àpáta,
you can't expect results.
O lè retí àmújáde rere níbẹ̀.
I think I've told some of you this story before.
Mo rò pé mo ti sọ ìtàn yìí fún díẹ̀ nínú yín rí.
When I first began to go to America,
nígbà tí mo kọ́kọ́ lọ sí ilẹ̀ America,
to attend all kinds of programs there,
nígbà tí mo lọ sí àwọn ìpàdé ìpàgọ́,
to go and learn,
láti kọ́.
I had very little money, but I kept on sowing.
Owó tí mo ní ò pọ̀ níye, ṣùgbọ́n mo ń fúrúgbìn rẹ̀.
And after some time, I said, God, where is the law of harvest? I've been sowing, no result.
Mo wá sọ fún Ọlọ́run pé òfin ìkórè àti ìfúrúgbìn àti ìkórè ń bo ló wà. Mo ti ń fúrúgbìn, n ò rí nǹkan kan kó.
That night I had a dream.
Lálẹ́ ọjọ́ yẹn mo wá láàlá kan.
I saw myself in a very big farm.
Mo wá rí ara mi ní oko kan.
And the farm was my own.
Oko yẹn sì jẹ́ tèmi.
Full of many heaps.
Tí a kọ ebè tó pọ̀ gan.
That had been planted with yam.
Tí a ti gbin iṣu sínú rẹ̀.
But the yam wasn't germinating.
Ṣùgbọ́n iṣu náà ò tí ì so jáde.
And I was wondering in that dream.
Mo wá ń rò nínú àlá yẹn.
Why is it that my yams are not germinating?
Kí ló dé tí àwọn iṣu mi ò tí ì ta jáde?
And I decided to check one or two of the heaps.
Mo wá gbèrò láti wo ìkan nínú méjì tàbí méjì nínú rẹ̀.
Suddenly I discovered.
Mo wá rí wípé.
Underneath the heap.
Nínú ebè yẹn.
The ground was concrete.
Mo wá rí pé àpáta ní bẹ́ẹ̀.
Concrete floor.
Àpáta gidigidi kan kéré.
When I woke up.
Nígbà tí mo jí.
The Lord said to me, you have been sowing on stony ground.
Ọlọ́run wá sọ fún mi pé orí àpáta ló ti ní àwọn èso rẹ̀ wà.